All right, there we go. Okay, we're starting now. Welcome, everyone. There are always interesting little glitches that happen, but welcome to this year's Taxmama's EA exam. It's going to be a very, very interesting it's going to be a very interesting class, and we have an awful lot of material to cover. So you're not going to be able to remember it all. Don't worry about it. It's okay. We do have all of the material on the handouts. We have things recorded, and you'll be able to look it up as we go along. I'm going to pause for just a moment. Stand by. Well, we know that we are. No, you're not supposed to be hearing music. Okay, we know that we're talking about the orientation, and this is what we're going to talk about today. Okay, we're going to talk about the orientation to the course. We're going to talk about the goals for the course, how to work with study buddies. We'll explain all of the course materials, and we will talk a brief bit about the exam. But hopefully, each of you have watched the everything video about the exam. And yes, we definitely do have news. We will talk about all of your questions, trust me. So, first of all, when it comes to being a professional tax practitioner, the number one, absolute number one skill that you have to have is what? What do you think is the number one skill that you need to have? Follow directions, knowledge, research ability, follow instructions, ethics, patience, knowledge, read the instructions, reading and listening. Time management, all of these things are great. Comprehension, accuracy, absolutely. Okay, these are all great ideas. So, in order to be a really good tax professional, the main skill you need to have is know how to read and to follow instructions. Everything we do is about filling out a form and a lot of the questions that I get from people who are working in the field, if they had read the form, the instructions to the form, they wouldn't have a question. So anytime you don't know what to do with some kind of information that belongs on a form, start by reading the instructions to the form. They can be very revealing. And although the IRS publications may be informative and IRS issues announcements and tips all year long, those are ne not necessarily binding. The information in the form is. It's not always correct, but it helps. So follow instructions from the IRS, from me. So you're going to save a lot of time if you actually read the information I send you. Yes, I also have a habit of skimming, and skimming means that you miss a lot. And when I answer questions to people in the Tax Mama forum and I skim, I miss the heart of the question. So, not a good idea. Yeah. Don't skim. Actually read the instructions. And what you may want to do is set up a document where you keep notes about things that you usually tend to miss. We actually have a tax checklist based on common errors people make when they fill out tax returns. It's in the board, and you have access to that. The other important thing that applies to tax professionals is meeting deadlines. Our entire life revolves around meeting deadlines. The good news is, if you are just working with individuals and you're just working with tax preparation, you have all of the same deadlines as everybody else. But once you start doing representation, when you're working with people who owe money to the IRS, who need installment agreements, need liens removed. Then you're going to have a whole different world of deadlines. Each client is going to have their own individual deadlines. So you're going to need tools to help you remember each client's individual deadlines. In the meantime, as I said, I'm going to give you a lot of information today, and I won't be repeating the information. So save it. You have these handouts. You can use them as a reference. And you can see on the left-hand column of the screen, you can see where you can see all of your friends who are here. In the recording, in that left-hand column, you will also have an area which will show a list of all of the slides. When you want to replay the recording, you don't have to listen to the whole thing again. Just go to that left-hand column and go to the specific slide that you want to see or hear. We try to use a separate name for every slide rather than naming the using the same name for 5 or 10 slides. I hate it when people do that. William wants to know, will we always receive a handout before class? Yes. My goal is to try to have it up by noon of the day before the class. So that's what I've been trying to do, at least on Saturday. During the Tuesday and Thursday classes, I try to have it up by noon of that day. So you usually have it Pacific time. So you have 4 hours in which to download and print. So, what are we going to do for you? Well, Susan and I and Lulu and whoever else is working with us is we're all going to do everything we can to help you pass. We're going to go out of our way, but in order for us to help you, we really do need you to follow instructions because we all get so much information and so many emails. So we have set up places for you to post questions of any kind, and that's in the board, and we'll get to that in a moment. But what we expect of you, first of all, save this document as a permanent lookup tool. You can highlight it, if you know how to use the PDF tools in Adobe that come standard with the free Adobe system, Adobe, whatever the heck it's called, the PDF file, you can highlight, you can make notes, and so forth. So do that. We expect you to participate, not necessarily directly in the class, but at least with each other. Okay? Do as much of the homework as you can, but not all of it. We'll talk about it. If you're the kind of person who likes studying with people and can't study alone, yes, find a buddy. There are a lot of people here who would be very happy to work with you. If you're the kind of person who can't work with people, that's okay too. In all cases, please, good manners are important. We're dealing with a lot of different people, a lot of different parts of the world, a lot of different cultures, and everything else. Please be nice to each other. This place is designed for people to be safe, to be friendly, and to make lifetime relationships. Teresita wants to know if using a laptop, will the phone headset with a mic do it for the class? For the listening classes, if you can hear me, I don't care what you're using. We even had somebody participating and tuning in from an airplane when they were traveling. When we are doing the final review sessions where you need to have a microphone to read the questions, you may need a real headset. So that's where, the no loud noises. If you're not using a headset and you're just using speakers or something else, there's a lot of really ugly, screechy feedback, and you don't want that. The other thing that we want from you is to encourage your buddies, encourage each other. This is a hard road. We're going to spend the next 6 months together, and maybe your lifetime, you never know, but at least the next 6 months. And along the way, it's a lot of work. You're going to get depressed. It is a lot to learn, even if you already have experience. It's okay. It's okay. Just when somebody feels down, pump them up. Susan or I will pump you up. We are your cheerleaders. Don't let anyone get discouraged. And we do want feedback from you. You know, so like this morning, I think it was Colin who said that the date on the bottom of the slide is wrong. We want that kind of stuff. If you see errors, let us know. We have a ton of material, not as much as the IRS website, but it feels like it, and there's a lot to update. Sometimes we miss things. We update them pretty quickly. So we'll do our best to fix anything we know how to fix or turn it over to our web guys. So the main login for the class. So the main login is the board. Main login is the board. This is where you go. If you log in and you don't log out. So if you don't log out, just close the tab. You won't have any problem logging in again. You'll never have to remember how to log back in. If you happen to be somewhere else on My World, if you're on the IRS exams.school homepage, we have a login for you right there. And if you're on the taxmama.com website, we have the student login. So those are different websites, guys. So if you have access to the taxmama.com website, it in itself is a different login, and you're probably going to be going over there. Okay? So we're trying to make it easy for you to find us from wherever you are. Now, some rules before the live class, and I guess this applies to me, is make sure that your PowerPoint is the right one. Just let me. Please make sure your speakers and microphones work when we are doing the final review sessions. The first one of those will start on the 16th. This is an audio video course, and it may take up a lot of the memory and the cache. Not CASH, but CACHE of your computer. So if you find that you're having problems, try to reboot your computer before we start the class. If you need tech support, I always try to keep that information over here on the left-hand side of the screen where it says tech support and download. Adobe has 24/7 telephone support. You'll get somebody from India, but they're usually easy to understand. But you know, first you have to go through their questions that you don't want to bother answering. Just help me, right? It's okay. We have a limited amount of time for each class, typically 2 hours, 2.5 on some of the classes. We've listed those on the board so you know which ones, so you'll have advance notice. But be respectful of everybody's time. Don't waste time asking questions that have already been answered somewhere else. Everybody else knows those answers. And don't ask client questions in class. We have a place for you. We can post those in the board, and we'll show you the handy links column if you haven't explored it already. If at all possible, do your homework. I don't expect you to do it all. I know that I'm not great at homework myself, and I do my best learning by listening. But if you're not doing any of the homework or reading that we recommend, and you're asking questions that were clearly outlined in some of that material, your friends might not be happy with you wasting time. So it's not like we're in elementary school or high school where you had to go. You're all here voluntarily and you pay to be here, or your boss paid for you. You're going to miss classes. Don't worry about it. And you don't need to tell me that you miss classes. Hey, teacher, I can't come. I don't need an explanation. I trust you. I trust you. If you're working with a study buddy, you can help each other keep up. If not, you can just tune in and listen. I will post the recordings of each of these sessions, the video recordings, within a half hour after each session. So if you miss it, it will be there for you. The audio will take 2 days, and the self-study versions will take about a week or less. So Susan is in the meantime answering questions down there, and some of you who are returning, you can answer questions for each other. I'd like to introduce you to your instructors. You have myself, My name is Eva Rosenberg. You call me Eva. You can call me Tax Mama. Those are all appropriate. My main websites are irsexams.school, that's this school, and taxmama.com, where I provide a lot of tax tips, articles, and free answers. I am self-employed and I live in Los Angeles, California. I have had a tax practice for many, many decades. I've sold it at least three times. I am down to my last 15 or 20 clients. When they die, it will be all over. I've been doing IRS audits for quite a long time. I was privileged to be a Dow Jones columnist for 15 years. I basically blew it after the cancer episode, and I just couldn't keep up anymore. But I am a writer, win awards, best-selling, all of that stuff. And somehow people think that I'm a pretty good instructor, and I am hoping that you will think that too. One of the most important things that I do is I'm a member of the IRS Los Angeles Stakeholder Liaison Team, where we work with the IRS to try to identify and fix problems. And as a result, I am able to get some things fixed when you have issues. So I am a resource for that. I can't take care of your clients' problems, but I can take care of systemic issues. Somebody asked if the downloads are going to be available with the recordings. Yes, that's one of the things that I like about this Adobe system is just like you see that box with the download files over there on the bottom left, they're going to be there in the recording too, and you'll be able to download all of the material. Let me introduce you to Susan. Susan Holtgreef is a Tax Mama graduate, and she was amazing as a student and came up with all kinds of wonderful tools. She teamed up with Tim Reed, and the two of them created some wonderful stuff. She's not just a VITA instructor, she's a coordinator of a VITA site, which unfortunately right now is closed. She became a certifying acceptance agent, and we'll tell you what that is along the way. Many of you are going to want to become a certifying acceptance agent. You don't have to be one. She's owner of Year Round Mobile Tax Service, was a captain in the U.S. Air Force, has a degree in meteorology, and when we're dealing with taxes, the weather matters, right? But she says she's a stay-at-home mom and a wife. She is the least stay-at-home person I know, but she is a wonderful teacher and resource to her children and the ones in the community. And she is your biggest cheerleader. She provides a lot of information for the Dropbox and all of those tools and helps you arrange your study buddy relationship. So definitely, definitely get to know Susan. She is fabulous. Class members, you started noticing that many of you are in different locations all over the country. We're in many time zones, including James in the Ukraine. We have people literally from everywhere, sometimes from other parts of the world as well. When it comes to study buddies, don't worry about the person's time zone. What you want is the absolute time. So if somebody's 6 p.m. works with your 3 p.m., go for it. So don't worry about that. But you do need to know how to identify the time zones. Let's tell you a little bit about this class. This is more than you realize, okay? This is really two classes in one as far as the learning part of it, plus the software. So there are really three parts to this class. And we broke it up that way for very, very definite reason. Solving the tax puzzle, that is the education part of the course. There are about 40 or 41 of these courses. The reason it's a separate course like that is in order for us to be able to give you continuing education credit. And we can give continuing education credit to EAs, CPAs, AFSPs and PTINs. So somebody was asking, if I'm not an EA, do I need the education credit? Yes, you do. Just in case you don't finish passing all parts of the exam this year, you can use the education credits to get your annual filing season program record of completion. And we're going to give you all of the hours that you need, including the 3 hours of federal tax updates. The trick there is you need to pass at least part one, not to have to take that extra 6 hour exam. So, in solving the tax puzzle, you're going to learn the tax laws, you're going to learn how to use them in your practice, how to work with clients, you're going to learn how to set boundaries with your clients and to become very profitable. What about Oregon? Oregon recognizes these credits. California does not. So we are not set up for California CTEC. That's a huge amount of work, but Oregon has accepted this. The other part of the exam, the classes, is the final review sessions. There are four-hour final review sessions normally on Saturdays, but out of respect for several people who are not able to attend on Saturdays for religious reasons or other, we have about five or six of these final review sessions on Tuesdays and Thursdays during part two and part three. This is where we get the intense active participation. This is where your microphone is handy, and this is where you read the questions, you try to answer them, and I try to put questions that you may not have seen so that when you're faced with questions at the exam that you don't recognize, you're going to know how to figure out how to answer those questions. Okay, so those are the two learning parts. There is no CPE for that because there's more than enough in the solving the tax puzzle version. And you get the textbook web library, all the premium students who picked all three parts, and you get Fast Forward Academy and Lambers, and you also get my books, Small Business Taxes Made Easy and the Trump Tax Cut. And we'll talk more about those in just a moment. Okay. So when it comes to PTINs, everybody needs to have a PTIN in order to sit for the exam. So aside from the fact that you need one of these to get a record of your continuing education, you cannot sit for the exam. You can't register at ProMetric without it. We've had some questions from a couple of people who had had problems, and one of the questions on the PTIN is if you ever had an employer ID number before. Some people have had them a long time ago. Don't worry about it. Some people haven't filed or they're out of the country and they may have had problems. Believe it or not, even though the IRS is closed, the people who run the PTIN system, they have a toll-free number. They are not closed, so you can reach them. And they have been extremely helpful. It costs nothing to get the PTIN right now. There may be a fee next year. There's still some lawsuits pending, but right now you can get it for free. It's good for 1 year. You have to renew it every November, between November and January. Your email address. When it comes to using your email for the different services, and we gave you a spreadsheet where you can keep track of your different login information, but try to be consistent. So when you log in to Adobe Connect, when you log into the ProMetric system, even if you have a taxmama.com account, use the same login, use the same passwords if you can. Keep it consistent so that you don't have to try to remember a lot of things. It helps though, I know, excuse me, if you have different complex passwords for security reasons. So, one of the things I want to repeat is once you log into the board, irsexams.com/board, don't log out when you leave. Just close the tab or close the window, and then you won't have to remember your password. I have not had to re-enter my password now for more than 6 months. But definitely save all of that information on that spreadsheet. It really is nifty, and it's an Excel file. You can always add other things. You can make notes all the way off to the right. You can do a lot with it. This is basically what it looks like. It has the information for the board and different links that will take you directly to places in the board where you can find things. It has information. The other thing is, it has the support information. So it tells you how to contact people for support. So it's all there. See, we just added the Lambers, Fast Forward Academy. I know we had a couple people try to get into Fast Forward Academy yesterday, signed up at the last minute, and they're on the way on the East Coast. They close at basically 3 o'clock Pacific time. It's 6 o'clock there. And Samir over there just went out of his way to get people set up. They are great people. Everybody we work with is so terrific. No, there are no books. There are no books from anybody. Ramakrishna wants to know, do we need to get CPE credit while doing the EA course? Well, the CPE credit is in case you don't finish your exams. These credits will help you get that AFSP, that Annual Filing Season Program Record of Completion. Once you become an EA, these credits that you have for what you've been taking won't count for the EA, only credits after you get your license. So if you finish passing everything early, you'll still be able to get some EA credits during the year. We will also show you how to get CPE elsewhere. There are a number of good places, some of them free, including the IRS. So there are a lot of really great resources. How does the CPE work? Okay. We're not super automated. It's a very small company. You have no idea how small. So here's how it works. We do have the CPE credit for EAs, CPAs, AFSPs, P10s, and those people taking just the self-study course, the standalone self-study course, they will get a certificate instantly at the end of each CPE course. They need to fill it out, sign it, and follow the instructions and get it into Lulu's hands. For the people taking the live courses, you only get CPE if you attend the class. None for today. Track your own attendance. I do have a master list of everybody who was here, and I have a master list of all of the people who answered the polling questions. You need to answer at least six of the eight polling questions. You don't need to do it correctly. You just need to answer the polling questions or more to determine that you are actually there, not just turning on the computer and walking away, doing your laundry, going out in the yard, or whatever. Where are the polling questions? Well, in the live classes, we will have them. They'll show up on the screen. So we don't have any today because today we don't get CPE. How much is CPE credit for all three parts for returning students? Chris, you don't need that much CPE. It's just $10 per hour, per CPE hour for the credits you need. So the whole class is set up in Google Calendar. And besides, you're going to get a lot of CPE elsewhere. Don't spend more than you need. We have the whole classes set up, and check it periodically. If we make changes, we will tell you, but it's up there in the board, and anytime we do make changes, we are always going to upload it over here. Now, this class covers 2019 tax laws. Please don't get confused. The exam covers 2019 tax laws. Normally, it's everything you need to know to prepare a 2019 tax return, but this year Congress was so nice to us and they passed the CARES Act in February of 2020 that will not be on the exam. And so you're going to have a little bit of mental schizophrenia to deal with this year because a lot of the stuff that you're doing on a regular basis right now that you need to know to prepare the returns doesn't count and won't be on the exam. So we're going to help you focus just on the things that are on the exam, whatever was passed by December 31st, 2019, which does include the SECURE Act. Okay? Now, one of the things that we did add last year, it's kind of a bonus, we added a 3-hour tax update course at the end of the year. And that's going to give you those extra 3 federal tax update hours that people need for AFSP, and it will help you with your practice. So it's kind of a double duty thing. When it comes to deducting this or getting education tax credits, IRS education tax credits, this course doesn't qualify because we are not set up in the financial aid system. We don't really qualify for the financial aid system. We might in a couple of years. I may have found a way to do that. But you can deduct 75% of the cost of this course because of the solving the tax puzzle component. You can't normally deduct test prep courses because even if you're already an accountant and you become a CPA, the IRS considers that a new career. But taking courses for education, the solving the tax puzzle courses, is just education, not getting prepared for a new career. So on Schedule C, if that's what you're using, you can deduct about 75% of the cost. Now, you're going to be living in the board. I call it that because it's a basic bulletin board system. So this is your class library. This is the foundation of your navigation system. Everything is over here. We set up this handy links column over on the right. And one of the things that I discovered when I was trying to use my Kindle this morning at 3 in the morning is I can't see this column on my Kindle. So what I did was I made a link to today's class over here that should work, or if you click over here, it will take you to that announcement page where there will be a link to today's class. So if you can't see that right-handed handy links column on your phone, then you will be able to get to today's class through one of these two things. So if you can, if you're using your computer, you will find not only will you find today's classes over here, if you scroll down, you will find all of the classes that have been recorded. I put the new classes up on top, so all of 2019, last year's classes are there. And if you are in the main page, you'll find all 3 parts over there. You'll find a link to part 1, part 2, and part 3, and just work your way through that. These are the things that you're going to find on the Handy Links column. So you're always going to find the today's class up here. You are going to find the student questions up there on the bottom, on the top, and on the bottom. So if you have any questions, I decided to consolidate all of that in one place to make it easier for me to find how to answer your questions, because when people are putting questions all over the place, I don't find them. That client questions and student questions is the same link. Just click on that, pop whatever question is in there, and I visit that place the first thing every morning. That's where I start my days. So you have links to all 3 parts over here. The final review sessions are linked over here. When we're done with the class, we do some follow-up sessions, and I'll tell you about that. We have a whole bunch of other resources and references. We do a monthly tax roundtable, which is like an open mic thing. You can ask anything you want. You'll get an invitation to that. It's usually on a Thursday morning at 8 o'clock Pacific. And then we have some other resources. So this is where we're going to put everything you need to know, basically. Now, to navigate directly to the courses, all you need to do is click on that link. I showed you the link to all 3 parts, and whichever part you're studying, this will take you to the list of all of the classes in that part. So it will make it easy if you're not looking at what today's class is. So just get familiar, spend a little time before Tuesday navigating, finding your way around. Once you log into, let's say, part one, this is what you're going to find. You are going to find this entire list, and it has some material just in case you still need to see a summary of the rules that took place for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And then we also put in a link to the lecture we had last year, the tax update lecture, which included the SECURE Act. And I think, as Iris pointed out this morning, rather than trying to download and print out Pub 17, you can pick it up at Amazon for about $17. So, over here, if you go into this part one link, you can find the link to every single class. And just before class today, I updated everything except this and this. These three, the tax puzzle, the solving the tax puzzle, or the tax sample returns, those haven't been updated. And Susan is putting together her final updates on the details, but the homework is updated for everything. John, this is a site you cannot log into, but you get all of these things as a self-study student in your self-study system in iSpring Learn. It's all there. Everything that's here is pretty much there, except you get it about a week later. You know, you've been working with Elon, it takes him about a week to convert, sometimes sooner. Okay. When it comes to Adobe Connect, all of you have figured out you don't really need to log into Adobe Connect. You just need the password to get into the class, and after that, you are just fine. So, Taisha, I'd listen to lecture one and do homework from there. It depends on you. You know, if you think that you can look at some of the things in advance and have some idea of what's going on and what you may want to ask during the lecture, you could do it that way, or you can do it the other way. Yeah, the polling questions will show up on the screen. This is a live class, but it's not a CPE class, so we don't need to bother anybody. Hang on a second. Susan, let me just give you this note from Elon. Maybe you can help him. Sorry about that. Susan, see if you can help Don get in. Okay. You've met Susan, and we have had some people helping us out. I mentioned that Susan had teamed up with Mike Reed when she was a student. Terry Taylor is also one of our graduates. It took her a long time because she has a young son at home who has some particular issues. And so she's had a lot to deal with. It took her a while, but she is one of the most accurate people that I know, and so she and Terry and Susan helped me a great deal with some of the material. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what a Susan can do for you. Yes, don't print out the upcoming lectures until they are updated. Good point, Alexandria. So, what can a Susan do for you? Well, she can perform miracles, but only some. She can help you remove some of the technical obstacles. She, when she has time, can help you use some of the software in the board. Don't panic. Don't get upset. Susan will help you wend your way through the topics, the Dropbox. She is the queen of the Dropbox. And we both try our best to give you the attention that you need, but you know, we hate repeating ourselves. So try first to find answers yourself from the material that we've already given you. If you can't, it's okay. If you can't, it's all right. When you're dealing with the studying, with the question and answer databases, do the best you can with the questions. Don't worry about getting them wrong. Getting them wrong is part of the learning curve, and both Fast Forward Academy and Lambers track your activity. And they will let you know as you go through it how well you're doing and what areas you need to improve. And that's important. It's okay to be wrong. And there are some things that we end up with a mental block on, and we need to be alerted to that. For instance, I always have a mental block on IRA rollovers. I just can't seem to get my head around that. And there are certain other things. It took me years to get past the rules for estates and to really understand them. So there are things that you're all going to have that are going to be harder for you to learn than other things. We're going to try to get you through it, but the software is going to help you identify what those are. So don't get bummed if you get things wrong. The exam is administered by a company called Prometric. And Prometric, that's the link to the Prometric site. And hang on, got telemarketers. That's the link to the Prometric site up here. And this is not actually the link to the site. This is the link to their brochure for the year. And it gives you the outline of all of the parts of the exam. And it gives you information about what's going on with the system, with the Prometric system. Excuse me a second. At prometric.com/IRS, you'll also find a lot of information about the company, their locations, the process for taking the exam. We talked a lot about that in everything you wanted to know about the EA exam. But bear in mind, each exam only has 100 questions, part one, part two, part three. Each one only has 100 questions. And only 85 of the questions count. We don't know which 15 don't count. And each part of the exam, part one, for instance, or part two, for instance, over here, is broken up into several segments. No, actually, this is part one. So part one, for instance, is broken up into four or five segments, and their brochure and everything you wanted to know about the EA exam tells you how many questions there are within that segment. Everybody's exam is going to be different. The more you know about the topics, the easier it will be to pass, but there are things that you're just not necessarily going to ever deal with in real life. We'll tell you which ones of those you're not going to have to worry about as much for the exam. But there are some things that are going to be very prominent in the exam that people no don't normally have to deal with a lot. We'll also point those out to you and give you warnings. So when we do the final review session, we'll teach you how to narrow things down, how to narrow down the answer choices to, one or two choices. And you want to practice doing that when you're taking the software exams that you're going to do in Fast Forward Academy, Lambras, and for those of you who have GLIME or anything else. Hang on. James should reboot. He's in the Ukraine, so he needs to reboot. Okay. Within our own forum, okay, remember I told you we have that link to client and student questions. We've got thousands of questions in here. Just pop in your question and you can ask anything, and this is limited just to students. Nobody else ever gets to see this, okay? You can also post things on the taxmama.com forum. Those of you who are self-study students, we've set up a special place in the family forum that's also semi-private. Family members, there aren't a lot of family members. It's pretty much restricted to other tax professionals, hardly any taxpayers. So hardly anybody gets to see your questions. So these are the places where you can ask questions. I really beg you to please use these two locations to post questions. People email me questions all the time, and if I happen to see them flying by when I'm checking email, I mean to answer them, but I never find them again. So if you actually want an answer, these are the two places, here or here. If You don't use these and you email questions to me, any kind of questions at all, you're not likely to get an answer. But that's where I start my day. Now, Susan talks about study buddy magic. When I was in college in my master's program, they kept breaking us out into groups. We had to do everything in teams. And I have to tell you, I really hated the idea because my grade was going to depend on three other people. Turns out it worked out really well. We each had strengths and weaknesses, and we were able to understand one another's issues and able to target those and use each person's strengths to overcome our own weaknesses. So, one of the advantages of having a study group is you have accountability. A lot of us were raised to make everybody else important and us ourselves not as important, especially if you're a woman. We came last, the men in the house came first. So, if we make a commitment to ourselves, we don't necessarily honor it. We're going to take care of everybody else first. That stops now. Whether you're in a study buddy group or not, that is going to stop. You are making a commitment to yourself. You're going to be accountable to yourself, but if you have a study group, it's even better. When you've made a commitment to somebody else to study with them, it's not cool, and you're going to feel really bad if you don't show up. So you're going to show up. So please, if you make the commitment, even to yourself, put it on your calendar and show up. Honor your commitment. Having buddies help you understand the material. One of the things that I found, and you may get a new perspective from their point of view, everybody's got a different cultural and experience perspective. And sometimes even just talking out loud, you get your own answer, even if it's not them talking. When I was very, very, very young, in about seventh grade, I had to help this family friend's daughter. I had to teach her math. She was the densest person I have yet to meet in my life. I really did not want to be teaching her or helping her. I will tell you that. But one of the things that I found out by teaching Gladys was if I couldn't explain the concept, if I couldn't explain the process, because I understood things instinctively. You give me something and I just pop. I understood it. I could see the answer. I could visualize the answer without going through the steps. I found out that if you can teach it, you know it. If you cannot explain it, you don't really understand it for yourself. Is there a Facebook group for us to join and stay connected? No, there is the board. So you can use that client question area in the board to talk to each other, chat about the different questions. So it's not just for me, but you can use that as part of the Facebook thing, and it will remain more private. A lot of stuff going on in Facebook, and it's really kind of neat, but people take stuff from there and share it, and I want you to remain private. You don't need the embarrassment and you don't need the distraction. And one of the other things about Facebook is anytime somebody asks a question, 50 people come up with an answer. There may be two correct ones, and it's just too distracting. We're not going to do that to you. I don't want you wasting all of your time doing that. Yeah, and not the safest thing. So, Susan says there's no magical study buddy fairy that's going to assign you to a group. She has a list in the Dropbox. Please use the list in the Dropbox. I know a couple of you use the place in the board, and interestingly enough, for some reason, and we set that up about 15 years ago, for some reason, those posts or responses are not going to the people. They are coming to me. So I would really like you to use the list in the Dropbox. It has the students' email addresses so that you can contact them. Remember what I said about time. Don't worry about time zones as an absolute. Match your hours up. So, if you can work from noon to two in your time zone and somebody else's time, maybe six or seven somewhere else, matches yours, that's what you're looking for. Kimberly did a really neat thing speaking about Facebook and invited people to come join her in a study group. But and she had a lot of great responses. But try to keep your group to no more than 5 or 6 students. 2 is good, but if one of you can't make it, nothing's going to happen. So a minimum of 3, but 5 or 6 is ideal. Then you don't have too much coordination. Okay. So far we haven't done a lot, but Susan can help you with the Dropbox issues. So far, all you need to know is the board. You figured out how to get here, Kanisha. So that is like 80% of the whole thing is figuring out how to get here. Now, when it comes to study buddy etiquette, we don't want you to whine on each other. Please. We are all busy. Everybody has stuff. And especially now that we're all staying at home, you would think that would be easier, except that people have family members at home now who are trying to get your attention. So we're being pulled in a lot of directions, and we'll talk about how to control that a little bit later today. But keep upbeat. I had one of my very When I first started the class, there was a really interesting man that, was a huge follower, huge fan, and he was the first person to sign up for the class when it was very, very boring, and I had to reject him because he was just too eager and needed too much attention. When he finally came back a few years later and he felt he was ready and he calmed down, turned out he had a really bad experience growing up in school. Teachers treated him like he was an idiot. He wasn't. He formed a study buddy group, and there were a couple of women in the group who were older. Their English wasn't that great. They were very discouraged, and he helped them get over their discouragement. He and his entire group passed the exam together. And the interesting thing was, he learned that he is an amazing teacher, and it's not that he's stupid. His learning patterns were different than what the teacher expected of her students. So that's the other thing that happens with study buddy groups, is you're going to learn a lot about yourself. And you're going to, if you can encourage other people, you will help pull each other up and pass the exam. So, what do you want to do in a study buddy session? If you can't make it, let your group know. If you can, be prepared. Do the work in advance. Split up the work that you're studying. Let's say each person take a slightly different topic and be prepared to explain it, and maybe be prepared to practice on a couple of questions. Yeah, Pamela, you may need to join a group. You know what? It's going to be less intimidating than you think. And even though we're all separated geographically, people start sharing recipes, making things together. And ultimately, when we first had the very first class, we all got together in Las Vegas and people met each other for the first time, and it was a lot of fun. So once we're able to get back out into the world, we'll also have a get together at one of the tax conferences. So, yeah, unfortunately, some teachers in conventional environments don't recognize, and that's why I'm going to give you a tool about the different learning styles. In fact, you can download it now. In the download area, there is a download for Kiyosaki Financial Intelligence. I think that you will like that. I would like you to take that quiz. That's part of what I want you to do. The other thing that we want is kindness. There is never a bad time to say something nice to somebody. You never know when you're going to save their life. So kindness is being someone who makes everyone else feel like somebody. You are all very unique, very important, and pretty darn wonderful. So that is one of the big things I want from you, is to be kind, not just to each other, but to yourself. Now, here's how the study session works. You can use any tool that works for you. If your group likes Skype, you can use Join Me, you can use Google Hangouts, and I don't know, everybody's going crazy about Zoom, you can do that. You can create a study session, excuse me, 1 second. You can create a study session in Fast Forward Academy or Lambers. Take turns reading the questions out loud and answering them and explaining them. What I'd like you to do when we're doing the final review session in class is I want you to do your thinking out loud. I want you to do the same thing with the study buddy groups. Thinking out loud, I know it's embarrassing and you're mumbling, so don't mumble so much, but say what your train of thought is because sometimes you end up with the right answer for the wrong reason and it won't work on the exam. Okay? So, if you think out loud, especially when you're doing it in my live class, it's going to make a big difference and I'll be able to catch you so that you don't end up doing it wrong later. Sessions should last about 1 hour. Don't make the sessions longer than 2. Do not use the time for gossiping and everything else and personal stuff. Do the study session first, and then if you want to get real personal and chat and everything else, do it after the study session. Now, if you happen to be going to an event, let us know. Right now, it's not going to happen this year, but if you're going to an event, we can get some stuff into your hands so that you can meet other people, other Tax Mama members, or maybe share some cool stuff. But right now, nothing's happening. Nobody is doing anything live right now. Keep a study journal, okay? One of the things you can do is open up, say, Google Calendar and set up a separate private just for you EA study calendar, and you can put notes in every day on what you've accomplished. So you can put in, these are the classes that I attended today. This is when our study buddy is meeting, our study buddy group. These are the pubs I've read these chapters or whatever. Just make notes as you go along, and you can print out summaries when you need them. So off on the right hand, on the top right hand side of Google Calendar, it will let you print them out as notes. It doesn't even have to print them out as a calendar. So these are some tools you can play with before class, okay? Before class, this is what I want you to do. You figured out you're supposed to be able to do tax returns, so you're also supposed to know how to do electronic tax returns. So you're going to learn how to do representation. So one thing I want you to do is make sure that your equipment works before class or get help during class, right? And I'm very embarrassed that my PowerPoint was the wrong one. So, this is a slap on the wrist for me too. Explore the handy links in the board, okay? And get familiar with how to find all of the courses. During class and 3 hours before class, these are things I cannot do for you. I can't answer emails or phone calls. I can't help you with your computer or your login. I am just not able to do that because I'm on the class and getting things set up. So if you're going to have systemic problems, please do it the day before or contact Adobe that morning or right before class. Rama says there are too many links in every chapter in part one. Which link do we need to use as material to learn for each class? If you go into the forum for each class, you will see a list of things and we'll talk about how to study. So we'll talk about that in a moment. You don't need to do all of it, just enough, just what you think you need to know. And I'm going to give you some other resources. Okay, first of all, you need to know your computer. You are working with your computer for what do you call it, for your clients, for your tax returns and everything else. It is time that if you don't know how to do the various operations that your computer uses, how to save things, how to create documents and all those other things. You need to know how to do that. You can check with a techie person. You can take a class in Excel if that's what you want to use. But we're here to teach you about the exam, okay? You have to know how to use your own computer. Susan might be able to help you with that. I might be able to set you up with Alex, who doesn't really have a lot of time, my webmaster. But probably what you need to do is find someone who can actually teach you how to use your own software. We're going to teach you everything you need to know about taxes. That's what I know how to do. I don't know how to use your computer. I can't see your computer. Susan has some skills, but she is limited. She only has so much time. We only have so much time. Susan, Gamma Susan will get you into the 2020 folder. Just let her know. The class schedule, those of you who've asked that, the class schedule, anytime you see a time posted, if I don't say the time zone, it is Pacific time, it is in my world, okay? And each class will have a PDF like this. We'll have three versions. We'll have the full page version, six slides to a page, and three slides to a page, depending on whether or not you want to be able to see it or just make notes on it. And once you download one version, it's okay. You can download the other. Not a problem. So all of the classes meet on Tuesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. or 6:30 p.m. Susan has about three classes that will meet, will run about 2.5 hours or more. The Saturday classes meet from 8:05 a.m. to noon Pacific. So all of the classes will start 5 minutes after the hour. We typically don't take a break on the Tuesday and Thursday classes. We typically take two breaks on the Saturday classes. Most of the final review sessions I mentioned will be on Saturday, but not all Saturdays will be final review sessions. So, for instance, next Saturday we're going to be doing two classes. I think we're going to be covering income and expenses next Saturday. On the schedule, the class schedule, you might see the tax roundtables. You are welcome to come to those. You might see the breakfast meetings here in the San Fernando Valley. Well, nobody's doing those anymore because we can't go out to the restaurants, but we're doing those online. If you're here in the Valley, you'll be invited to that if you like. You might see other courses that I'm teaching. They are not part of this course. Those, you, if you're interested, you can pay for separately. So Tuesday and Thursday begin 4:05 p.m. Pacific. Was that about 5 in the morning your time? We'll see if you're going to get up that early each day. So this is a very, very pale version of just the class calendar. I removed all of my other stuff from it, and so it shows you the times of each class. It shows you next week has the two classes. It's bigger on your screen. And then on the 16th, we're going to have final review sessions. Now, we're going to take breaks. Okay, so part one starts on Tuesday, basically on the 5th, and it's going to run until June 13th. Then we're going to take a break from June 14th through June 22nd. Part two starts on May 28th. Now, don't freak out. It sounds like it's during part one. It is during part one. The last four classes of part one, basis, depreciation, assets, sales and exchanges, those could be on either part one or part two of the exam. So I include the last four classes of part one as part of the part two course. So don't worry, you don't have to go twice. But part two starts on May 28th and it ends on August 13th. We don't have a break. Our next break comes Labor Day weekend from September 4th through September 7th. And because then we have to finish the partnership and S corporation returns, we're going to stay on break until the 18th. And then because it happens to be Rosh Hashanah, we're going to stay on break until September 21st. So basically, the first 3 weeks in September, we're probably not going to have any classes. So that's why part three runs so late. Then we have to give you a break from October 10th through October 15th so that you can finish the individual tax returns. So basically, part three starts from August 25th and goes through October 22nd. So that's why we don't have a break directly after we finish part two, because we already have 3 weeks of breaks in the beginning of part three. We will have a How to Make a Living class on August 6th. And once these classes are done on October 22nd, we are going to have live follow-up sessions twice a month from November through the end of February. And these live sessions are customized for whatever it is you need. You need to tell me what you're studying, because these sessions are purely to help you pass the exam. If you don't tell me anything, there's not going to be a session. So there were times last year when we didn't have sessions because nobody sent me anything. So you have to tell me what it is you're studying, and then I can help you. Now, we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we're going to come back and go into the details of the class materials. Okay, so I need to drink water anyway. We are going to come back at, I've got 9:24, let's make it 6 for round numbers. We're going to come back at 9:30. All right, hopefully everybody's okay. I've been trying to respond to people, getting people connected in. And I know that Susan has been responding to people. In case anybody has any problems, remember, if you use that Team Tax Mama email 2020, if I'm not getting it, Susan is, for things like this. So while I'm teaching and I can't do anything, Susan usually can. So thank you very much. I think she's helped several people get back into the class. Shirika, are you okay now? I see you in here, so it looks like you are in the right place. You are. Oh, good. I am so sorry that you were having problems. Yeah, sorry, I couldn't answer the phone. Okay. So let's talk about all of the books and materials and things that we get with the class. So here's what you get, okay? And you don't need to use them all at once, so we're going to tell you what you need to use. So the various links to the IRS publications, and as I mentioned, IRS found that link to Amazon where you could get the IRS Pub 17 for $11, which is a heck of a lot cheaper than trying to print it on your computer, use your printer, toner, paper, and everything else. So for those people that actually want print material, that may be an idea. Otherwise, I usually just work with the PDF file and copy and paste whatever I need. Fast Forward Academy, the practice exams, the Lambers question and answer database. They don't have it updated to 2020 yet, but I just asked them when they're going to have it, because I've given them everything, so they should be ha able to have it ready for in a week or two. Your tax software, if you have tax software, then please use your tax software to create practice tax returns, to look up that your software has reference materials, so you may have useful reference materials over there. If you don't have tax software, go to this page and scroll down on this page. Okay, and on that page, we have links to various tax softwares and with discounts. Usually, the contact people with discounts. And I think when we get to that in a minute, I'll tell you what Susan really likes. We've given you the Trump Tax Cut book, and it's got a chapter in the beginning for part one and part two, a little bit about business, the business changes of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. A lot of it is, not a lot of it is outdated, but quite a bit of it is outdated because of the Secure Act and the Disaster Act in December of 2019. So it helps you with some of the stuff, but don't rely on the numbers in that book. The Small Business Taxes Made Easy book, as it happens, is perfect for the exam. We just released the book, and I got it done in November, and then I rewrote it in December when we got the Secure Act. And so that book for part two is perfect because it doesn't include the CARES Act. It includes every law that was passed through December 31st. So for part two, this is going to be a fabulous reference. Hang on one second. Talk too much and you start to cough, and no, it's not COVID-19. The Taxbook Web Library. The Taxbook Web Library has tabs, and every tab is like its own set of cheat sheets. For the first few parts of part one, the first few classes in part one, I have included a printout of the Taxbook Web Library tabs, because they're really helpful. So you may want to print that out and use those to help you study. So everybody who signed up for all three premium classes will get those. And anyone else, if you want to order that, we have that order form you can just use. There are a bunch of different checklists and so forth that Susan has in the Dropbox. We have some in the tools. Some of them are client documents, templates you can use with the clients. We have hypnosis tools. We have sample tax returns. You're going to get a lot of support and cheerleading. John, is Lambers a software we use for the homework for the self-study? Yes. So Lambers comes with the self-study. Radharani, do me a favor, send me an email and I will check it. If you signed up in the last week or so, we will order it next week. So we're only ordering from the tax book once a week. We'll talk about the hypnosis. Chris, is returning 2019. You can order the Lambers. So we have an order form with discounted prices on everything. Even though we're not using Glime, they were very kind and gave us discounted prices on Glime if anybody wants to use that. If you are a returning student and your tax book expired, you need to buy it directly from them. So for a lot of people, it may have expired on December 1st of 2019. Okay. Patricia, do me a favor, drop Lulu a note, and we didn't have the book yet. We will send you the Small Business Taxes Made Easy book. We're getting a shipment on Tuesday. Yeah, all of you who didn't get it because you signed up before it was printed, Lulu has a list, but you can drop her a note and she will send it to you. So yeah, please. You have our contact information. So on order things and stuff like that, Lulu is the go-to person for that. So speaking about tax software, we've had people who use PCs, who use Macs rather. There isn't a lot of commercial tax software written for the Mac. So if you're going to be doing tax returns, I rather urge you to get a regular PC because then you have a lot of flexibility. But you do have some options, okay? So you have some options that will let you use the Mac, and I'll give you that information on a moment. In a moment, there are three classes in part one and six classes in part two where we are going to be doing sample tax returns. So you are going to need to know how to do tax returns and how to use your computer. And so if you have a Mac, I don't know if you're going to be able to find something to work on, but otherwise, we're going to give you the tools. Susan says OLT Pro will work on Macs. Okay, great. So, what is the list of all of the things? Here is the page. So, this is the page. Page 40 is the list of all the things you should have. Okay, or you go to this, to that link in the website for materials. Now, tax software for Mac, I know Intuit Online, the online version, and Drake Online has it. And Susan just said OLT Pro will work for the Mac. And OLT will provide a free trial. This time of year, well, usually after April 15th, but certainly after July 15th, everybody will provide free trials of their software. So don't hesitate to ask for free trials of the software. Here are two other companies. I don't know them, but they say that they will run on Mac. And if anybody has any that are favorites, let us know. We will add them to the list. So, what publications do you need? We're going to go through the publications that you need to use for part one that are the basis for what they're using in the exam. Naturally, publication 17 covers practically everything in part one. It's all about individuals, except for the fact that part one is not just about individuals. This link will take you to all of the IRS publications, and it will let you, there are two columns with links, one for the PDF version, one for the HTML version. So in the Lambers database, you might find yourself with the references, with the links taking you to either the PDF or the HTML version, depending on what I could find at the time. The links change every year, so I go through it and update it. Joyce, they're not sending out any publications, but they're online. So don't worry about that. You can find them all online and download them. That's why I say this is the main link where everything is available for free. So you need Pub 17, which is overall everything. These two are going to help you with all of the asset questions, sales and disposition of assets, basis of assets. Pub 463 is the heart of travel, entertainment, gift, and car expenses, except we no longer get a deduction for entertainment. And we have estate and gift tax. They don't have a publication anymore, and this is part of the Part 1 exam. They have a resource for estate and gift taxes. So once you're in one of the publications, if you hit Control F, you can easily search the web pages or the PDF of the pub. So Control F works very nicely for any kind of search function. For part two, we need the partnership publication 541, corporations 542, survivors, executors, and administrators, pub 559. This is about the 1041, not the 706 estate, and depreciation, major depreciation issues. One thing you're going to need to remember, especially about depreciation, all of the changes that took place with the CARES Act, none of that is going to apply. So we're going to focus on that when we get to depreciation, on what not to know, what you don't want to know for the exam. For part three, very little has changed for the Part 3 exam. They're still using Circular 230 from 2014, and about a fourth of Circular 230 is actually outdated. Excuse me. They finally updated Pub 947, which is all about the power of attorney and various other information gathering forms. So they finally updated that. That previously was not updated since about 2010. And the IRS has a reference resource for enrolled agents. But mostly, a lot of the stuff is going to be in here and in the Internal Revenue Manual. So I'm going to teach you how to use the Internal Revenue Manual, and I am going to teach you how to do tax research online using free resources to find absolutely everything you need to know, not just for the exam, but for working with clients. Do I need to read all the pages in each pub? No, you don't. So you're going to use your judgment to read some of the key information. I will say this, though, the people who write the examinations sometimes take examples directly out of the publication, word for word. So if you have read it, you may find yourself with an advantage. But no, there's too much for you to read. We're going to try to synthesize it and cover enough of what you need in class so that even if you don't read the pubs at all, You'll be fine. But you do need to look at the forms. I want you to look at every single form. If you don't read the pubs, you'll be fine. You're going to get a lot of resources. And I know this is overwhelming, and you're not going to remember all of it. And you're not going to know what to do with all of it. Relax, okay? You don't need to use all of them, and you don't need to use all of them every time you study. After you study for a couple of classes, you're going to find a pattern that works for you, okay? You're going to find which things work for you, which things actually help you learn, which things just waste your time. So relax as much as possible, though. I do recommend that you use the Textbook Web Library. The tabs for each topic are going to give you very, very good summaries. So that's also, rather than the pubs, aim for the Textbook Web Library. I think that's one of your best weapons. So, Fast Forward Academy, what you are getting is the online bundle. It includes their full study bank. You have unlimited practice exams. They have a digital study guide. Okay, they have a digital study guide. It isn't in print, and they have video explanations for a number of things. Okay, everybody who has signed up this year, who signed up by noon of yesterday, I have set up in Fast Forward Academy. Everyone who signed up after that will get set up on Monday or Tuesday. We'll take care of that. But they've got really good customer service. They will know who you are. So if you've lost your access, you can call them and you can go through their various study tools and they show you what your progress is as you go along. Is the Textbook Web Library on the board? No, it's a separate company. So the Textbook Web Library is a separate company, and everybody who paid for the full premium class this year is getting it. If you haven't already gotten it because you just signed up, you should get it next week. If you signed up before last Wednesday, you should have gotten your access. If you haven't, contact them. You know that spreadsheet we gave you? It has the contact information. I'm confused. If we wait for Lambers, will we fall behind? Yes, that's why you have Fast Forward Academy, because they are current. So start using what is current right now. Okay? Excuse me. So Lambers is new. Started working with them last year, started refining them, and I built their database and updated it and improved it. And so now they just need to update it in their system. I did it last year. We've added a lot more this year. And I didn't get it to them, the final material, until about 2 weeks ago. So they're setting it up. They have something called an adaptive drill. And this is your basically study mode. But one of the things I want you to do, and you can do that even now, is pretest. Take the pretest and see where you stand. See what your baseline level of knowledge is. So if you do that, even if it's last year's information, a lot of the numbers that haven't necessarily changed, see how much you know about the different topics. Is GLIME okay? Of course they are. Absolutely. Is the Fast Forward Academy helping your class? Everybody in class, all of the premium students get Fast Forward Academy. They know the students. So we sent you all information with your login for Fast Forward Academy. Okay? Okay. So, where did the audio go out? All right. So, for Lambers, if you have the pretest, got it. If you have Lambers, try to do the pretest, and hopefully, that is going to give you a baseline of what you need to know. How do you start? First, pick a topic, choose a topic, and focus on a topic, and use multiple topics for review if possible. Then choose the number of questions for a good study session. And Because it's adaptive, in order for it to know what you do and don't know, it is not going to give you an answer if you are wrong. When you answer a question, you have to select the answer, and yes, it will mark it wrong. I know people complain that it's marking it wrong, but after that, it will give you the answer and the explanation. But to see the explanation, you first have to answer it. So I'm sorry. Once you have answered it and it marks it wrong, it will track what you don't know. Yingying wants to know, Lambers or fast forward, which should we use as a primary tool? Whichever you like better. Okay, whichever you like better. I would recommend that for now you start with Fast Forward Academy because it is current. Tamika, will I have to buy Fast Forward Academy if I had it last year? No, just log in. Alexandria, is the new C exam adaptive? Throws out more questions on subjects it senses we don't know. That's a great question. No, it can't do that because at the time that the administrator at the location sets up your exam, the system will pull out 100 questions. So it won't know what you do and don't know. And there are 100 random questions from their database. Every person taking the exam will have different questions. The questions will have different question numbers. So someone might have the exact same question in their exam, but it will be a different question number. But if you retake that same exam, you'll get another set of 100 questions. Not necessarily the same ones, not necessarily different ones. But one of the things that we have learned is, let's say that you got way too many questions about IRAs and you weren't prepared about IRAs the first time. The next time you might not get as many and you might get farm questions instead. So it's going to be a different exam. And no, it doesn't know your weaknesses. But that's a great question. Nobody's ever asked that. So the software, Lambers, is going to give you a historical analysis until you get to pass one, and then it resets the question for you to work on pass two, and so forth. So basically, it will give you all this historical information, and it's really well suited as a review of the subsection. So if you start with Lambers, you probably haven't learned the material yet, so it's okay. Don't worry. Once you start working with Fast Forward Academy, once Lambers is running, try it and see if you like it. You might find that you like it. But remember, there's a reason I'm keeping both of them. People learn differently, they have different styles. I want you to have as many advantages as you possibly can. The Textbook Web Library, God, wow, what a treasure. The reason we are getting the online version is by the time they print the printed version in December, the laws change. So the printed version, for people who have that, they can get and download the changed pages, but it's such a pain to print out all of the changed pages and slip them into your book. It's so much easier to go into the online version, which is always current. And the web library that we are giving you doesn't just include individuals. It includes all the business topics. It includes all the state. It includes prior years. There are tabs, the two-page tabs, the front and the back of each tab is a wealth of summarized information. Those tabs are cheat sheets. So those of you whose access expired, they can just call the people and make an order as a continuing owner, so you won't have to pay the new fee. So as a renewal, it's cheaper that way. Will I let you know when Lambers is updated? Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes, if you call them to order a printed book, if they have last year's available, they'll give it to you free. So it's a possibility, but I really recommend that you don't need it. You can print out the tabs, and there are, I think, 20 tabs in the book. The access for people this year, since we wait until after April 15th to get it for you, you have access until 12/1 of 2021. You don't need Web Library Plus. The Web Library includes everything that you need right now. But take a look at what's in Web Library Plus and see if it's something you need. But let me show you what's in the Web Library. So these are all of the individual topics. These are all the business topics, corporations, S corporations, partnerships, business credits, and all of this other stuff. There are sample tax return problems in the different entities. And then if you go down to the bottom, all the way down to the bottom, the tax book archives, you will find at least 3 years worth of, actually, it goes all the way back to 2019. You might have some other tax charts over here. And when you're over here on their navigation bar, you will see highlighted the things that you have access to. So you may not have access to everything in their entire library, but you will have all of the states, and you will have all of the states and some of the other stuff. So Radharani, if we signed up in April and we didn't get the tax book, you should have access online. Should I receive something from Fast Forward Academy? Probably. Guys, I don't know individually what you signed up for and what you paid for, okay? So look for your welcome, save this letter. We sent everybody a letter that had save this in the subject line, and it says everything that you get. If you didn't get something, drop us a note and we will look to see if we've already sent it to you, resend you passwords and things like that. Okay? So everybody who is a premium student should have gotten everything unless you got discounts because you already had stuff that you didn't want to pay for. Okay? So the first two pages, the tab for one, the one side and the other, the first two sides, the tab page as just like in the physical book, it's a hard cardboard page in the physical book. Those are always summaries. The orange box escaped up the page. Tax charts are good. Tax charts are good. You want to print the first two pages. Look to see if the third page has other summaries as well. So each tab will have its own unique personality. Look at the tab. There is no fast and hard rule. Look at things, use your best judgment on what it is you want. You may not need everything, but because each one of those tabs is a summary, it is a perfect tool to use to study the key information. The only problem is beware if things changed and updated because of the CARES Act that changed some provisions all the way back to 2018. We want to make sure you don't learn that for the exam, just for tax preparation. Remember, I told you we're going to have to be mentally schizophrenic. So, for instance, here is a tab. This is what a tab looks like. It has, for instance, the first one has the tab rates, the rate schedules, qualified business income deduction limitation, the maximum limits for the earned income credit. So you've got some really valid things that are going to be on the exam. So this is a terrific summary tool for you. Yeah, no, you're not going to fail again. Don't worry, you're not going to fail again because you're going to do reviews before you get into the exam. So, with Adobe Connect, I don't really have to explain to you how to get into Adobe Connect because you're here. Yay! So, we're pretty much going to use the same URL that you use to get in here. It will be in the board, but this is going to be the same URL. If you have a problem getting into the meeting room for whatever reason, you can call Adobe Support and tell them that this is the meeting URL we are using, and they will help you get in. Okay. Yeah, that chart that I just showed you, Susan got that from the bottom of the page, but it looks like the first tab. Now, our various support. So, if you need technical support from the different companies, remember that spreadsheet we gave you. They have the contact information for all of the people. If you're supposed to get certain software and you didn't find it in your email, call the company. We probably set you up already if you bought the, whatever, based on whatever version of the class you bought, we got you all of those things. We took care of all of that. The only things I haven't ordered yet are the people who signed up from Friday afternoon on. I have not ordered Fast Forward Academy, and for people who signed up from Wednesday on, we haven't ordered the tax book. So those are the only two things that are pending. Everybody else, contact the software company directly. You have the information either here or in that spreadsheet that we gave you. It has their contact information. The main thing is this is part of the Handy Links column on the right-hand side of the board. This is the top of it. This is the bottom of it. You will always find today's class over there. That is the main link. You can post your questions here. Student questions or client questions go to the same link. The course schedule is over here. If you need to know about the EA exam, it's all over here. If you want to order any other class supplies that you didn't get, you have that over here. We have last year's tax update for the Secure Act. I have also tried to put a link to this in all of the classes for part one. We're going to replace the Wall of Fame from 2018, and we're going to create a new Wall of Fame for 2020 for all of you as you pass. There is a link for technical help in the top half of the board and in the bottom half of the board. So you're always going to be able to find whatever you need. We have so much redundancy, several different places where you can get help. It's there for you. So just please click on things, explore the board so that you can find it. We mentioned hypnosis tools and you scoffed. Well, as it happens, Dr. Brian Knight created a couple of tools. You'll find them over here, and they're also linked from the Handy Links thing. What I asked him for was a photographic memory hypnosis tool. And the first time that he did it, he didn't really talk about the EA exam per se. He talked about passing and doing well. And so we saved that, and that is the confidence builder tool. The second time he did it, where he talked about you passing the EA exam. When it comes to hypnosis tools, they are only helpful if you use them repeatedly. So, listening to them once, they're about 2 or 3 minutes, maybe five. Listening to them once will not do anything for you. But if you listen to one of these every day before you start your study session, and I mean every day, this will build up in your unconscious and it will help you. Now, I don't guarantee that you're going to generate a photographic memory. You know what a photographic memory is? And that's when you can close your eyes and bring up a picture of a page and read the page, or look at a corner of a page, or look at a side of a page and be able to see what's on it. I don't guarantee that you're going to be able to do that, but it's going to help you remember what you have learned much more easily than if you try to memorize. You use different parts of your brain for memorization than you do for pictures. And pictures are easier for your brain to remember, believe it or not. The other thing is, if anyone's musical, you might want to consider putting stuff to music. I mean, remember, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Is there anybody who doesn't know the alphabet because they sang it? So if you can put something to music, do so and give it to us. We're very happy to take the music. So that's one of the reasons I want you to take that Kiyosaki Financial Intelligence quiz to learn how it is you learn. What does it take? Do you have to be standing? Do you have to be dancing? One of the nice things about this kind of an online class, we don't see what you're doing. So if you're doing headstands and dancing while I'm teaching, it is okay. It is perfectly all right, and you're not bothering anybody. So, if you're high energy and need a lot of movement, not a problem. I dated this guy who was a shop teacher, and everybody thought he was a wonderful teacher. And he says, before class, he would print up material and photocopy it and hand it out. And if he saw anybody in class with a pencil, he'd walk over and take it away and break it. That was the end of that relationship. I don't like that. I cannot learn unless I'm holding a pencil in my hand. And I'm not just talking about learning, material. I'm talking about working with clients or anything else. Even if I'm not writing, if I don't have a pencil in my hand, I am not learning. Somebody who is that authoritative is not a good teacher. I won't ever do that kind of thing to you. You have your own particular quirks. Enjoy them. Enjoy your own quirks. It's wonderful. We each have our thing that we need to do. An English teacher put Shakespeare to music. That sounds like fun. Things that you should subscribe to. Subscribe to taxmama.com if you have not already, because that's where I send out all of the updates, news, tax quips. Anytime the IRS is sending stuff out, I am putting them on the taxmama.com website. I'm not always sending it out in an email because the IRS is sending out too many things right now. So as far as your day-to-day tax practice activity, that's where it's going to be. Encourage your clients to subscribe to Tax Mama. I will not steal your clients. I don't want your clients. I don't want my clients. In fact, when people ask Tax Mama, I always tell them to work with their tax professional or to find one. I am not accepting new clients. So I am at the point in my career where I help consult with other people, but the only clients I have left are the ones who won't go away or won't die. So, your class questions, your client questions, anything, they're all going to go into the board under the client questions. We have a family member group. You don't need to join the family member, but we have that. Those of you who are self-study are posting in the family member group. Over there, that's where their tax re class related questions and tax questions are going. And those of you who are interested in the tax court, and ultimately when we get to part three, you are going to be interested. As it happens, I am the moderator of the LinkedIn U.S. Tax Court group, and I can accept you. You have to be accepted and approved to apply. But it is a fascinating set of conversations in there. Terry, you don't need to know. People who are self-study are posting there because they can't log into the board. And the family member group is a paid group and you don't need it. You're already getting everything the family members are getting. Okay? Michael, Susan will help you add yourself to the cloud-based spreadsheet. So don't spend more money than you need to. You've already done everything. I don't want you to spend any money that you don't need to spend. If you've got problems and questions in Fast Forward Academy, in Lambers, in Taxbook, contact them directly. Please contact them directly. If it's something I can fix, for instance, in Lambers, Lambers will also let me know. Copy me on Lambers as well. When we're doing homework, we're going to have several classes where I want you to prepare tax returns. Then you're going to go into that forum and you're going to reply to the topic and upload your sample tax return. So that's basically where you're going to be able to do that. You can ask questions and comments on that particular class. I will try to look at that before class starts. Don't worry. We're not going to let you fall asleep. So, we've already talked repeatedly about client problems and questions. I will answer anything you ask for free, okay? You don't need to pay for anything. This is a bonus. It's not just about the class. If you need client questions answered, post them. I will answer them. But again, do not email them to me. Post them in the board. Okay? It's a free thing, but I do expect you to read the instructions to the form first, or look at whatever it is you're trying to do, and I expect you to understand how to ask a question and how to provide enough information. There are going to be times when I'm going to tell you are not ready to take that client on. There are some people who have started posting questions about client issues where they don't understand the fundamentals totally at all. I mean, really totally. They need to learn. Sometimes you need to learn more about things like cost accounting or different industries where you're not ready to tackle it. I'm going to encourage you to team up with somebody else in your community who might be able to work with you. I am not going to teach you how to work with a completely different kind of client, but I will try to point you to areas where you need to learn. But please understand, it is malpractice if you are taking things on and not bothering to learn how to do it. So it is, it can be rough. I will alert you when you're there. Most of the time, you guys are doing fine and I can help you. If you need paid consultations from me, I have a special student rate of $150 an hour. If I have the time, and so far, my time is booked through October, so I don't have a lot of time. So I will do my best to answer what I can for free and point you in the right direction. Susan can also help you. She also prowls these boards and tries to answer questions. But remember, time is a very limited commodity. We only have so much of it, and we still have to get your classes set up and taught. Now, whitelist by email. Make sure that my stuff doesn't go into your spam filter. Save these email addresses and tell your software, Gmail, Yahoo, or whatever, that these are good addresses. I'm not going to read these things to you. Don't tell me you didn't get an email. I don't care if you got the email or not. That's why I put it on today's class. If you didn't get an email, look at today's class. It will be there, or ask one of your study buddies. I don't care that you didn't get it. Trust me, I sent it. Okay? Alexandria, it does not matter where we are as long as we are online study buddies. Doesn't matter where you are as long as you can match your time together. Michael, I believe I previous ordered Fast Forward Academy. When I call to have them help me log in, do I need to stress that I'm with Tax Mama now? No, if you ordered it directly from them, you tell them you ordered it directly from them. Okay? We have the online bundle. You may have ordered a different bundle. All right. When it comes to the lectures, okay, every single lecture, every course has its own page. There will be an overview of the topics that we're going to be covering for the week. We're going to list the homework assignments. You can post notes and discussions with other students on that page by using the reply button. There's one at the top of the page and there's one at the bottom of the page. For instance, this is lecture one. We will have on that page, after the class is done, the video. Almost immediately after the class is over, the audio will show up within about 24 hours, and the PDF files will be there by noon of the day of the class, and on the Saturday classes, they will be there by noon Friday, the day before. Okay? So those are things that are always going to be there. This is what a page may look like. So, for instance, I don't even know what page this is. This is probably page one for the 1040 class, the one that we're going to do on Tuesday. You will have an evaluation form to fill out as well. We need those for CPE for to verify for the IRS and NASBA that you actually participated and that you actually had an opinion. Those will be there in the board, and they will also be in the download files in the classroom. And Susan has put in instructions over here. Ishan is putting together the updated evaluations that let you just fill it out and click to email it. So that's kind of cool. So we will show you the different things that you need to study. I have replaced these with Lambers. I just updated all of that this morning. So on the bottom of the page, you will find the printable PDF files, the full page ones, the three slides to a page, the six slides to a page. You'll find the link to the video lecture, the audio, and the chat file. All of this stuff that you're typing over here, I save that and I put that up in the board so that you can find the notes you made, the contacts you made, and so forth. There are several people who like to download the audios and listen while they're working out at the gym or while they're commuting. Nobody's commuting anymore, but people may be taking walks. So I've heard from people who have lost a lot of weight listening to the audio versions. I, of course, have found it. So don't lose too much because it's all coming my way, okay? All right. Thank you, Susan. Okay, your board has a control panel, and up at the top right-hand corner, if you click on it, it gives you an access to your profile and various other things. You can change your name, your email address, and always check the announcements and the handy links so you can use your control panel to also help find people and everything else. They all have the same contents. Yes, there are just one version has a lot more pages. The one with six slides to a page is smaller and harder to read. Yeah. So, books and materials. A big part of the exam comes from IRS publications. Basically, the material is based on the Internal Revenue Code. So, the Internal Revenue Code, always abbreviated as IRC, is what Part 1 and Part 2 materials come from. The Internal Revenue Manual is all about audits and collections, and Part 2, a lot of material comes from the Internal Revenue Manual in Part 3 of the exam. So we've just updated all of the quick lookups in the board, so you'll have direct links to those things, not just for the class, but for your own research. Remember, this is a library you can use while you're practicing. You don't just need to use this for the exam. There's a lot of really, really good material. Okay, some general study tips. I know we talked about this before, so it's kind of a rehash from earlier this morning. Start with your own tax return. Even if you've been doing tax returns for people, you might want to start with your own tax return. Susan has put VITA material in the Dropbox. VITA is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance for the general public. It's a free service. Susan runs one of those websites, and so not websites, a physical location. She's been working with taxpayers and teaching a team of people to do free tax returns. If you don't have any experience doing tax returns after this whole COVID-19 shutdown is over, it would be wonderful if you could volunteer at a VITA site if you had time. It's great training. And everybody that I've interviewed when I was writing MarketWatch articles and interviewed people who are volunteers from all different backgrounds became passionate about taxes. And your attitude toward the IRS changes when you start working a little bit from their perspective and see what they're up against. They're not as bad as you might think. So develop some suitable study habits that work for you. It doesn't have to work for everybody, just for you. This is your unique thing. Set up a schedule you can live with. I recommend that you put the schedule on your appointment book. You are make an appointment with yourself for a number of times during the week. Study with a buddy if you can. Show up. If you're in the live class, please come as often as you can because it's so much easier to learn when somebody else is explaining it to you. And I'll explain things you hadn't even realized needed explaining. And you should show up with your study buddy questions, with your study buddy sessions. It's okay to ask dumb questions. Please don't ask client questions. Please don't tell us client stories. But it's okay to ask dumb questions. They may turn out not to be so dumb. How do you study with buddies? I'm not going to read this to you, but we mentioned earlier one of the key things is to take turns teaching. So take turns selecting a topic and then explain it to each other. By being able to explain something to the other person, you are going to own that topic. You will know it. I told you about Gladys. Some study tips. Okay. First of all, I've told you a couple of times that you need to know what your own learning style is. It's not embarrassing. It's not wrong. It's the way you learn. So don't ever let anyone tell you that you're doing it wrong. And that's why I want you to download that Kiyosaki tool that I put in. I put the PDF version of it in the board over here in the downloads, but it's going to help you understand the different kind of intelligence you have. Verbal linguistic, remembered I mentioned musical, intrapersonal, numerical, physical, natural, spatial, interpersonal, vision. Some people need to see, some people need to hear, some people need to touch. So learn what it is you need to know about your own learning style. This one tool over here is going to make such a difference in how you plan your studying coming up. So this will help you identify what you need to do for yourself. Yeah, if you can only study in short bursts, know that, admit it. Don't set yourself up to study long periods of time if you're only able to do 20 minutes or half hour. Do what your mind, what your spirit wants. Don't set yourself up for failure. If you set yourself up to do things that you really know you're not going to do, it's like a bad diet. You're not going to keep it. Yeah, you're not chained to a desk. Do the things the way it works for you. I found this motivational tool yesterday. I thought this was really neat. Those of you who need a little bit more of a push, who need a little bit more of spirituality and things like that, I found this thing called a Panda Planner. And it has a fee and they give me a commission, but you get 15% off. But that's not why I got it here. What it does is it's a 3-month planner at a time, and it will give you a tool to organize your day with mini routines that are engineered to help you build a habit of positivity. And it's got inspirational messages every day and things like that. Maria loves the Panda Planner. This can help you. Not everybody needs it, but one or two of you may find that having a tool like this makes a difference. Some of you can just set up a Google Calendar and put your own little notes in there, and you're just fine. Patricia, just this mention of learning style helps me so much with this type of work. It makes an enormous difference. It really does. So, yeah, Alexandria, the interpersonal communications. I hear and process each word. Other people hear every fifth word. Yes, I know, and that's not good. And especially when it comes to hypnosis, we can't use the word not in hypnosis because nobody ever hears the word not. So I'm learning. Now, I want you to guarantee your success. And this is where you're going to learn to set boundaries, okay? This is so important. Now, pay very, very close attention. And if your family is listening, please have them stop what they're doing and pay attention too. You have just invested money and 6 months of your life to get a better career, to increase your income for yourself and your family. If your family supports you, everybody wins. Everybody. So, if you have to work around family, friends, roommates, or something, develop a code. The code is something like a productivity hat. For instance, I got this idea from Alex. Oh my God, my mind just went blank. He, shoot, my mind totally went blank. Anyway, he runs a program for people to do teleseminar training. Alex Mondosian. There we go. See, the visual memory works. Alex Mondosian. And he has a very nice house down somewhere near the beach in Southern California and three small children. And what he does is he puts on this particular hat. Every time he leaves his office or his studio and goes out among the family into the kitchen, in the yard, or whatever, because he needs to walk around, he needs to get a snack, but he doesn't want his concentration disturbed. He's wearing this hat, and the family or the children run up to him and go, "Oh, look, Daddy's wearing the hat." He's invisible. We can't see him. This gives him total privacy and freedom to wander around, do what he needs to do without getting interrupted. One of the worst things when you're working on tax returns, whether you're studying, whether you're working on anything that requires focus, is having people come up with a quick question right now, right? Breaks your concentration. It might take you 15 minutes to get back to where you were if you even can remember exactly what you're working on, and maybe you're not going to get back to it at all. So find some kind of a code, if it's a hat, if it's a scarf, if it's an armband, a necklace, whatever. When you are wearing this thing, you are not visible. So that's one. Set aside specific times for you to study. I've mentioned this a couple of times. Put the appointments with yourself on your calendar and adhere to those appointments. You are your most important client. If you are studying with a buddy, set up those appointments. Set those appointments up in advance and set them up at a time that works for everyone. Don't book anything else around it. Do some of the homework, not all of it. Find the things that you need to do. And I recommend the forms. Definitely look at the forms and look at the tax book tab. Whenever you have a question that you can't answer, write it down, bring it to a study buddy session, or post it in the board. So post it in client questions. I will be checking those and I will either answer you or incorporate it into the next class or both. Okay? You need to set boundaries. I have to set boundaries. I am multitasking. I am doing a million things. And unfortunately, I'm doing them in the living room of my house, which is totally open, doesn't have a door, which means I am messing up everything for everybody else in the house. They cannot come in here, make noise, or anything else in about half the house. So if you can find a way to close your area off, maybe I will. But seriously, set boundaries. Define for people, these are the times that you can bother me, these are the times you can't. When you are working at home, and these days everyone is, they kind of feel it's okay to drop in and chat. It is not. Set phone hours, set personal time. In addition to the times that you don't want to be disturbed, set up times when you do want to spend time with the family or clients or friends. Be very specific. Make sure that you include personal time with the people you care about for them as well. They are less inclined to break your boundaries if they know that you have set aside time for them as well. So that is going to be very, very important. I have set boundaries. My phone hours are Monday through Thursday from about 7 or 8 a.m. until noon. After that, the phone turns off because I need to write or teach. I can't do all the things I do if I have to answer the phone or questions all day long. Okay? Susan says, on the days you have class, don't let your kids use your electronics. You can be extra involved with them. Then when class is about to begin, your kids will love Eva because when Eva starts talking, they get to play on their electronics. Taisha, when I say textbook tab, that is the textbook web library. Yes. The Dropbox, Susan will help you get into the Dropbox. Okay, so remember, we gave you that link to 2020teamtaxmama@gmail.com. Susan can get you set up in there. But remember the boundaries, not just now for studying, but for working with clients. Don't let your clients call you day and night. Set up limits with your clients. The more boundaries that you set that you actually honor and adhere to, the more control you have over your life, and you can still be nice about it. Please use the headset when you're speaking in class, okay? Because if you try to use the desktop, the microphone on your computer, we get this screechy stuff. On the days that we're going to do the final review sessions, close the door to the room so we don't have the family, the pets, and everything else that we get to hear while you're reading the questions out loud. Please don't interrupt the instructor to say you can't see the presentation. Post the message in the chat box. Don't send it as a private message. We can't do that. We can't see that. Before you do, first check to see if it's you. If you refresh the screen, you'll probably be fine. If it isn't just your problem, like the couple of times you told me my audio wasn't working because I turned off, I muted my microphone, I'll turn it back on. So that's perfectly okay. If it is our problem, then I will reboot the class. So the nice thing about tech, what do you call it? Adobe Connect is even if I leave the class and reboot within about 5 or 10 minutes, it will still retain everything. So don't worry about it. I will take care of it. Does Lambers reset to zero this year or will we have last year's scores? I don't know. We'll have to ask. Ibrahim, why am I in the attendees list 3 times? Probably because you didn't close all of those other windows. As long as you're not hearing echoes, you're fine. It will all go away. Okay, so during the final review session, we are going to try to call on you to answer questions, actually to read them and to answer them. You don't have to do that, okay? It's not mandatory for you to read out loud, but I would like you to. And if you're not prepared, if you didn't do the homework or get ready for that session, it's okay. It's even better if you're not prepared. The reason I want you to do it if you're not prepared is because you're going to have that same experience at the exam. You're going to see questions you're not prepared for. And I want you to be able to read it out loud, and I want to hear your thought processes on how you try to figure it out. And I'm going to guide you on how to narrow down answers when you're seeing something you're completely unfamiliar with. So I would really, really like you to participate if you're not prepared. Even more than if you are prepared. So, yeah, Colin, just like me, I'm very good at nothing. I asked my husband, "Do you want me to do anything?" He says, "No, nothing. I'm good at that." So, it's okay. When it comes to information, don't argue with me. It's not about being right. It's not about how you do this in your practice. It's not about me being right. What it is about is how the exam is going to ask or answer a question. And sometimes the format of the answers, the format of the questions aren't written in a way you're familiar with on a day-to-day basis. And I'm going to try to help your mind understand the weird way they sometimes ask questions. So please don't argue with me about that's not how it's done. That's how the exam wants the answer. And we're recording. So when you are taking the mic, please speak loudly enough that we can hear you. And not too loud because, it's really hard and it hurts. We're going to spend a lot of time together this summer. We really, really are. And we're going to enjoy it. And I want to make it a lot of fun. I really want to make it a lot of fun. Kimberly, forget about real life and stick to the fantasy and the pubs. Yeah. Look, this is what it is right now. This year is going to be the most schizophrenic exam we ever had. Okay, so we're going to record every single class. If you miss a class, don't worry about it. I've told you now 3 times today. I'm going to have this video up a half hour after the class is done. We'll have the audio up in about 24 hours usually. We will always start the class 5 minutes after each hour. We will take a 5 minute break twice during the Saturday classes, probably not during the evening classes. Depending on how we do things, we might have 1 to 4 recordings for each session. Usually we'll try to have just one session. And as I mentioned, for people in the self-study class, Elan will have that ready probably within about 2 or 3 days after the live class is over, because he needs to convert it and tie the audio to each and every slide. Now, the exam. Okay, so here is the link. You can go to prometric.com/IRS. The Prometric facilities are closed until after May 31st. So they announced that. If you are out of the country, the June international testing window is canceled, but August and 2 other windows are still in effect. Normally, when you sit for the exam, if you pass one part, the first part, you have 2 years from that date to finish passing the other 2 parts. For people who passed last year, who passed any part last year up through February 28th of 2020, so people who finished passing up through February 28th of 2020, they are going to have 3 years to finish the last 2 parts. But that only applies to them because of this time shutdown and everything else. Everybody else, whatever you pass once the testing starts, you're going to have 2 years from the date you pass. So if you take an exam, let's say on June 20th, and you pass part one, you have, that's June 20th, 2020, you have until June 20th, 2022 to finish passing part two and three without losing part one. So people who passed, let's say, part one on February 20th of this year, have until February 20th of 2023 to finish passing. Okay? Because Prometric has completely messed up everybody's schedule, they are going to waive rescheduling fees. Normally they don't. So if you have pre-scheduled, you can reschedule. Try to do it online, because they're going to be really hard to reach on the phone. So whatever you can, try to do it online. They are putting up information about the test and about the facilities and the areas of separation and cleanliness and so forth on their website. They keep a coronavirus update on the website, and they have finally added it to the front page of prometric.com/IRS. Michael, how many times may you test for each part? During the testing window, you can take each part 4 times. Now, if you're asking that question, that means you didn't watch or read this video. So please watch the Everything You Wanted to Know About the EA Exam video, or read it or listen to it, because I've gone through all of the details about the exam. How early can you take an exam? Well, you can't take it until they start the testing facilities opening up. So we're hoping they'll start in June. So once they open it up, if you think you're ready, you can take it. And you can take the exams anytime once they start. But because of this coronavirus thing, they're not going to be able to accommodate as many people as they were. They're going to need to spread the spaces between the testing seating. You know, they're little Dilbert type cubicles, and they're probably going to have to expand the space. So they're not going to have as much room. And they run a lot of tests, not just the EA. They run police and nursing, firemen, all kinds of other stuff. So you want to, once this they open up, you want to schedule your test as soon as possible after we finish studying for each part of the exam. So I recommend you take. You schedule your test within about a week after we finish studying. So you're going to have time. We gave you the schedule. You'll be fine. So the logistics, you can take them four times. The testing window, for the test drive on Prometric, do we need to take it? If you like, it's free, so it's not a problem. Don't worry. You can try it. I would play with it. So now we're going to start the testing window on June 1st. It will go until February 28th. I don't know if IRS will expand that. They are offered all over the United States and in a few countries, fewer countries now. The exam runs 3.5 hours for the whole exam. It is 4 hours total. There is 15 minutes in the beginning for the tutorial, which is basically the test drive, and 15 minutes at the end so that you can give them answers to the survey and tell them what you think about them. And be polite. People read those. So if you had problems with the exam, if you had problems with the questions, that's the time to do that. But we're going to spend more time talking about how to actually deal with the exam itself. So we'll spend more time on that. It is $182 for each exam. There is no discount for prepaying all three at once, so don't. If you reschedule between 5 and 29 days before the exam, they have a $35 fee. If you're the one doing it, if they are doing it because of COVID-19, they are waiving that $35 fee, and you don't get any money back if you reschedule 15 days before the exam, except now under this COVID-19. If a bunch of people had scheduled for May, obviously they're not going to have to pay any of that. This is the phone number that they post. This is a problem phone number, back kind of a back-end phone number that they are not posting. You register at prometric.com/SEE, Special Enrollment Examination, or prometric.com/IRS. They both take you to the same place. The full candidate information bulletin is over here or in the Dropbox folder. So you can find that in the Dropbox folder. So they've added something new this year that they did not have last year. They never had a break in the exam. Now they are scheduling a 15-minute break in the middle of your exam. Okay? So what's going to happen is you have a 100-question exam. At the end of 50 questions, when you finish 50 questions and you say that you are done reviewing those, going back to all of the questions you've marked, and you're done, and you finish the 50 questions, you will get a 15-minute break, and you won't be able to go back and look at those questions or review them. You don't have to use the whole 15-minute break, but it will be there for you. You'll be able to stand up, get around, and the exam timer will shut off. So you'll be able to go to the bathroom, get water. You won't necessarily be able to leave the building unless, you know, that's where the bathroom is, and you won't be able to go into your locker unless you ask the moderators or the whatever they are, the proctors at the exam, to get something and watch you. So be careful. During the exam, if you need a break, you can get up and take a break and go to the bathroom or do what you need to do. They won't stop the timer for that. So that's going to be up to you. They may let you do that up to two times during the exam besides that. If you don't already have your PTIN, please, you can do it now if you don't have any issues. If you have issues and you think that you need to actually talk to somebody, make a point of doing it after about, say, 10 o'clock in your time zone on Monday. So by then, their phone lines will be accessible and they won't be flooded. First thing in the morning, they're probably always flooded. But you definitely need the PTIN because you can't register at ProMetric without that. Once you get the PTIN, register at the ProMetric site. You don't have to pay to register and get into the system. So just go ahead and get these two things done. Lambers is reset to zero. Okay, what does the exam cover? So I've told you that you're going to need to have a schizophrenic brain. The exam covers anything related to the 2019 tax return and all of the laws that were passed up through December 31st, 2019. So anything that says in a question that says current year is going to refer to 2019. Do not take into account any legislation or court decisions that came after December 31st, 2019. So remember, the CARES Act that happened afterwards and that was all those changes to depreciation, net operating loss, a whole bunch of other stuff, those did not come into play for the exam. The SECURE Act, which reinstated certain kinds of deductions, cancellation of debt on homes, the education expenses, tuition and fees expenses, stuff like that, those are on the exams. We will guide you through what will and won't be on the exam. Ideally, if you are ambitious, you will pass the exam this year and won't have to learn all the craziness for the CARES Act on next year's exam. So I'm really hoping that you pass the exam this year and don't have to deal with all of the confusion that the CARES Act and probably two or three more legislation pieces that will take place this year. So the first thing you're going to do today is, if you haven't already done it, fill in your master list with all of your access information so that you have it all in one place. And then we're going to look at the next class. We are pretty much going to be done for now. On Tuesday, we are going to start the very first class, and we're going to start talking about something very, very basic. We are going to talk about the 1040. And it keeps changing every year now, so it's going to be fairly interesting and fun. And that's all I have for you today. So, Susan's parting words: if at first you don't succeed, try doing it the way Mom told you to in the beginning. And William wants to know what to study in Lambers or Fast Forward Academy. If you click on this link, you will find the information. So I say it's going to be there every time. Do I get a prize for being the farthest time zone from California in the Ukraine? You just might. You just might. So, does anybody have any questions or anything? I really thank you all for staying with me. I really, really appreciate it. No need to raise your hand, Louise. Just post your questions over here. Michael, one final question. And where is the master list? Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Where is the master list? The master list. Oh, we sent you that email with the spreadsheet. If you don't have that, I can send it to you again. Just drop me an email and I will send it to you. It's also in the Dropbox. Yeah, got it. Got it. So we should be doing homework before Tuesday, or do we start doing the homework after the lecture? Again, your learning style, you are going to decide. I would look at the forms though, since we're talking about the 1040. So I would look at the form and the schedule 1, 2, and 3 at the very least. Pamela, don't worry about buying CPE. Just come to the classes and keep track of your attendance, and then we'll decide how much of it you need. You don't need to pay for attending. You can pay for that afterwards. So just don't even worry about it. Thank you. Appreciate that. And besides, you might get your EA and you won't need to worry about the AFSP. Nivaldo, if we pass one, we get all the CPE. If you pass part one, then the CPE for your live class attendance will count towards your AFSP. Yes, you won't have to take that 6 hour annual filing tax refresher update course and the 100 question test. I'm trying to avoid you having to take that 6 hour class and the 100 question test. Yeah, by the way, when you download something from the Dropbox, please save it to your computer first before you make any changes. So please save it to your computer, then do whatever you want with it. If you download it and make changes and then save it into the Dropbox again, you affect everybody's copies. Michael, I'm not sure what that means, but you're still going to have your own learning style.